All right, welcome back here on WBGV 92.5. Jump ball was made by Cass City. Shelby Ignas at the center circle. And it's 2-0 after a quick jump ball and a missed shot and then a putback for two for Cass City. They lead 2-0 against the Sandusky Wolves. Maggie Kynef takes a shot inside the left wing for her two-point shot. No good. It'll be a rebound by Cass City. Cass City, number five, with the ball at the right wing, Shayla McIntyre. Ignash into the middle of the paint. Shot by number 21, Hala Dubes. And Cass City still maintains possession, but a steal by Grace Skiboard at Sandusky. Grace Skiboard over to the right side. Pass off to Helena Long. Up top to Caroline Renke at the top of the point. 2-0, 6:24. Three-point shot by Helena Long. 3-2. Helena Long with a three-point shot. 6:16 to go. By the way, Ashley Wayner Palmer's here with me.
I am.
She'll be keeping stats, keeping me on track, keeping from panicking, which I really didn't.
You were good.
Over to the right side. It'll be a foul called. It'll be Cass City ball underneath their own basket from the right side of the glass.
That foul's going to be on Caroline Renke. That's her first, team first.
Remember, the five fouls in one quarter. You go to the free throw line, no matter what, for two shots. From the baseline, inbounds pass. Taken away by Maggie Kynef. Loose ball, though, brought in from out of bounds, and Sandusky will still maintain possession. Grace Skiboard over to Adelie Kaufman and back to Caroline Renke. Down to the left lane, she'll hold up. Kynef for three. And by the sounds of that, yes, she made it 6-2, 5:45 to go and counting in the first quarter. Leading Cass City, Sandusky Wolves against the Cass City Redhawks. Familiar foes, they met just 2 weeks ago. Sandusky one-handedly, stolen away after a bad bounce pass to the right low block. Grace Skiboard with the steal. And she'll hold up and to the left side to Kynef. Helena Long, open look for three. Hits the back of the rim, no good. And Skiboard for the rebound. She falls to the ground or to the floor. It'll be a jump ball quickly. Let's see. Cassidy has two bigs out there. Number 21, Haley Dubes, and Shelby Ignash, likely the tallest player here. From the baseline, it'll still be Sandusky ball. To the right corner, Long shot for two, but deflected and blocked by Shelby Ignash. Still Sandusky ball. 5:08 to go. It's 6-2. The lead here for Sandusky by four. Caroline Renke bounce pass to the right corner. Stolen away, though, by number five, Shayla McIntyre for Cass City.
Shayler. Okay. Yeah, JB couldn't get it either last week. It's okay.
And we have a carry turnover, Cass City. Shayler McIntyre getting caught for that infraction. From the right sideline, inbounds pass, Maggie Kynef into Caroline Renke. We got the old school wooden gym bleachers here. I might get a splinter.
Don't move too quick.
Full court pressure applied, but wide open into the middle of the floor is Helena Law, but we'll have another jump ball quickly between Shelby Ignash and Grace Skiboard. 4:39 to go, 6-2 is your score. Sandusky Wolves with the lead against Cass City Redhawks. Signal is very minimal here, cell phone-wise, with AT&T and Thumb Cell, by the way. We're using Wi-Fi to connect the clean to our live stream, at least on-air-wise signal. Nick Lean, our producer right now, firing off the commercials. Cass City ball. And a long shot for three. Hits the back of the rim from the top of the point. Just to the right side. Miss by Shayler McIntyre. Rebound Sandusky. Renke over to Maggie Kynef at the left wing. Back up top to Renke. Under 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Renke with the dribble. Pass over to Grace Skiboard. Skiboard to the right corner. We have another jump ball. I think we've had four jump balls already. A lot of coverage for this game here tonight. Media-wise. From the baseline, still Sandusky ball after the jump ball. We have a foul called away from the ball. I do believe it'll be number 14, Josie Spencer.
That's her first, team first. Josie Spencer got into a little bit of foul trouble, as well as the rest of the Cassidy Redhawks the other night in their district final. So let's hope they can keep that under control.
For three from the right wing. Misses that one on the inbounds pass. Shelby Ignas picks up the rebound. Fast break play. Up for two. Oh, it does not go in. My number five with the miss, Shayler McIntyre. Rebound Sandusky. Down the left lane. Up for two. No good by Renke. Rebound number two, Lexi Champagne of Cass City. And with the dribble at the point. Long shot for three. That's college range by number five, Shayler McIntyre for three. Makes it 6-5. Within one now is Cass City. Leading by one, Sandusky with possession. 6-5 here in the first quarter. 3 minutes to go. Driving to the left low block. Bounce pass to the Heupels for Kaufman with a nice little bloop of a shot, and it goes, swishes in. That's 8-5, Sandusky. Cass City with possession now. Sheila McIntyre down to Ignas at the left low block, no elbow that is. She'll go to the Heupels, into the middle of the paint, pass it over to the left side. Nice pass to number 21, Haley Dubes for two, 8-7. 1 point lead now for Sandusky. 2.5 to go here in the first quarter. This quarter is just flying by. Maggie Kindiff at the left wing for the pass from Renke. She'll go to the high post. Free throw line, bounce pass to Kaufman. Now for three, Renke in and out. Ignas with the rebound. You've seen Ignas a couple times. She's probably the leading rebounder for Cassidy when she plays, right?
Yeah, her and Haley Dubes seem to be the ones pulling down the boards.
Long shot for two inside, missed by number two, Lexi Champagne. Ball is knocked loose, last touch by Cassidy. Will go out of bounds, will be Sandusky ball. It's 8-7, 2 minutes to go. 1 point lead for Sandusky Wolves. With the dribbler, Caroline Rinke. A little bit of pressure, crosses the timeline. Almost lost it, Gibord will have it. Over to Kindiff, over to the right corner. Long shot for two, hits the rim. No good by Helena Long. Rebound and the dribble by number five, Shayla McIntyre. And she got caught for the traveling. She slid that pivot foot. Head coach Justin Kitterer here for Cass City. Longtime head coach Al DeMott for Sandusky Wolves. From the far side, from the baseline, inbounds pass to Caroline Renke for Maggie Kindiff. Renke pass over to the left corner. Great keyboard for three. Hits the rim. No good. Ignas gets the rebound at the left corner and passes it over to Shayla McIntyre. She'll go to the point. Ignas trying to pitch it in. She'll take a shot from three. No good from the right corner, but rebound Cass City. It'll be over and back. And Sandusky ball on their side of the floor. Just too far over the head pass there after the rebound offensively. We have number one, Diana Cortez, coming in for number 21, Haley Dubes. From the baseline, left side of the glass, Sandusky underneath their own basket to throw it in to Adelie Kaufman from Renke. Looking for Helena Long. Helena Long back out to Kindiff. Long shot for two. Swish. 10-7. Sandusky with the lead with 1 minute to go here in the first quarter. 3 point lead for Sandusky. Cortez with the ball. Forces Cassidy to Ignash. She's at the point. She'll go down the right lane. Holds up at the elbow. Throws a shot up for two. We'll have a jump ball between Kaufman and Ignash. No, it's a foul, apparently.
Yeah, Ignash came down on her, just had an arm, and got called for the foul there. So that's the first on Shelby Ignash. That's a team second.
45.5 seconds to go. Inbounds from the far side from Maggie Kindiff into Caroline Renke. Renke at the top of the point. Pass over to Adelie Kaufman. Over to the right corner to Helena Long. Long up top to Kindiff. And back over to Helena Long to the right side. Down to 30 seconds and counting. With the dribble, Caroline Renke. She's at the point. Looking at the clock, taking some more time. She'll go to the right side. Down to 15 seconds to go here. It's 10-7, Sandusky with the lead. She'll go down to the left elbow. Now the left lane. Ball is knocked loose. Picked up by Kaida for three. Hits the back of the glass. No good. 5 seconds to go here. Cassidy trying to get a last second shot for three. Hits the back of the rim. No good. And a putback almost from the left elbow with the miss by Cassidy. At the end of the first quarter, it's 10-7. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back here. Start of the second quarter here in just a bit. 10-7 is your score. Sandusky with the lead. A quick first quarter here, Ashley.
Yeah, very quick. What I like in that first quarter is that Cassidy is really pushing the ball, that they're kind of forcing Sandusky to run that fast pace. We'll see if it's exactly what Cassidy did on Friday, and we'll see if they can keep it up through the whole game.
Inbounds pass. Cassidy opens up a possession. Still moving from left to right in the radio dial or stream at sandlakebroadcasting.com. Click the Listen Live link. Cassidy with possession. Shayla McIntyre pass over to the right side, the number 14, Josie Spencer. Back to Spencer to Cortez at the right wing. To McIntyre. Takes a shot for two. Right low block. That's a miss. Rebound. And a foul called on Cassidy.
Foul's going to be on number one, Deanna Cortez. That's her first, team first.
A lot of Sandusky fans showing up. Cassidy travel well, too. 7:27 to go here. Otisville-Lakeville High School, the host site for this regional in Division III. 10-7, no score yet here in the second quarter. Just starting it, 7:20 to go, 10-7, Sandusky leading Cassidy. Taking on the winner of Byron and Montrose, second game. Bounce pass to the left side. Over to Grace Gueboard, looking at a three, she'll take it. No, she'll hold up to the right inside and passes it off up top. Number 12, Helena Long, scores a three-point shot, making it 13-7 from the top of the point at the seven-minute mark. 13-7. Sandusky with the lead. Over to the right corner to Shelby Ignash. Into the middle of the paint. Number 21 up for two. Haley Dubes making it 13-9. 6:40 to go here in the second quarter. Caroline Reinke with the dribble to the left, to the point now, and to the right side. Passes it off to Helena Long. Was looking at a three. She's got those hot pink shoes, by the way. Bounce pass over to Maggie Kine up to the high post to the middle of the paint with a little bit of a floater of a shot. No good. Number 21 with the rebound, Haley Dubes. Hands it off to number two, Lexi Champagne, and over to Shayla McIntyre and the Shelby Ignash. To the right side, number two. Lexi Champagne to Ignash. Ignash will reset. Cross-court pass. Bounce pass back to Ignash. Kind of a play that they designed there. Mike Gallagher here from the San Luis County News. Apparently we have a turnover here on Cassidy. Is that a foul or turnover?
I believe it was a travel. Right.
Renke over to the left side. Adelie Kaufman for Sandusky. They lead 13-9 and with possession. Maggie Kineff, the gray ski board. Helena Long at the left wing. Bounce pass to Renke, who's a freshman, by the way, to the right corner to Maggie Kineff, and back to Grace Skiboard. Helena Long around the perimeter, they do. They go around the perimeter, and they try to sit picks, and they move around on the floor on the inside down the right lanes is what they try to do. Renke now with it, and back up top to Helena Long to Adelie Kaufman. Over to Grace Skiboard. She'll go to the high post in the middle of the paint. Floater for two, no good. She get back her own rebound. Bounce pass to Kineff for three. No good. Box out, good rebound, and taken defensively by Lexi Champagne of Cass City. 5 minutes to go here in the first half. 13-9, Sandusky leading Cass City. With the dribble, number two, Lexi Champagne up top to Shayla McIntyre at the point. And back to Champagne and Shelby Ignash now to the right side. Pitching it in to the left low block over the head of number two, trying to find Lexi Champagne with maybe a layup. 4:44 to go, 13-9. Sandusky leads Cassidy with possession once again. Rinke, pass up to Helena Long, over to Grace Keyboard, and right in the middle of the floor, Adelie Kaufman. Good play there, just couldn't knock it in. Ignas gets a rebound and turns it over, though, and Helena Long now will take it back for Sandusky. Keyboard over to Caroline Rinke now. Sandusky with a takeaway after that bad pass by Ignash and the turnover. In the Grace Keyboard with a dribble over to Maggie Kineff, left side. To Rinke, to Kaufman. Kineff asking for it. Double team, but she'll take the shot anyways. From the right low block, misses it. Shelby Ignash, after that air ball, will get the ball with the takeaway. Short jumper for two, right corner, no good. Maggie Kineff with the rebound. Right side of the floor for Sandusky. Bounce pass to Helena Long to the right corner. Back to Kineff, into Rinke, into Keyboard at the left wing for three. Hits the rim, no good. Shelby Ignas with another rebound. 3.5 to go here in the first half, second quarter. It's 13-9, Sandusky leading Cass City. We have a timeout call. We'll be back after one quick commercial. Welcome back here after the timeout. 13-9. Cass City with possession. Ignas with the ball from number 14. Josie Spencer, and have a turnover again by Cass City. 3:16 to go here. It's 13-9. Sandusky again with the possession. Caroline Rinke with a dribble. Over to the high post. Right elbow, right side now to Helena Long, and Adelie Kaufman now with it. Kaufman swings it over to Grace Keyboard and to Helena Long to the right corner. Ball is knocked away loose by Ignas, but Helena Long will take it back over to Rinke. Rinke getting a reset by Al DeMont, head coach, and the assistant coaches, Brandon Keyboard as well. To the elbow, goes to the paint. Tries to go for a shot. Looked like a block there, but maybe too much of the arm. And Caroline Rinke will go to the free throw line. This is the first free throws, I do believe, for either team.
It is. Foul's going to be on number two, Lexi Champagne. That's her first, team second.
2:45 to go. First free throw is good. It's 14-9 now. Sandusky with the lead with 2:45 to go in the first half, second quarter. Second free throw good. It's 15-9. Sandusky leading by six, two-possession lead with the dribble. Shayla McIntyre at the point for Cass City. Been quite some time since they scored a point here. I do believe since the 6:40 mark. Ignash with the ball at the right low block to the elbow. And now over to Shayla McIntyre once again. With the dribble at the point. Ignas trying to sit a pick. She'll pull away and has the ball now to the right side of the point. Goes to the left elbow. She has to get rid of it after being defended by Adelie Kaufman. It's almost like they're double-teaming there. But she tries to attack the paint. Swings it over to Ignas now again for number 14. Pass over to the left side, and that's the play they're looking for, but it does not go in. Number two with the miss. Lexi Champagne and rebound by Sandusky with 1:50 to go and counting here in the first half. 15-9 is your score. Adelie Kaufman bounce pass to Keyboard over to Rinke. Rinke back up top to Helena Long, the great Keyboard to the right wing, to the right corner, Adelie Kaufman. Keyboard and back to, now in the game, Minard. That's number 11, Emma Minard in the game. After that timeout was called, she came in. Helena Long over to Kaufman. Into the left corner, Caroline Rinke. Trying to find some space to get into the paint, and she'll try down the right lane. Goes for a shot, and she'll draw the foul.
Foul's going to be on number five. That's Shayla McIntyre. That is her first, team third.
1:13 to go. Coming in as number one, Diana Cortez. In for number two, Lexi Champagne for Cass City. From the baseline, right side of the glass. Caroline Rinke to throw it in, and Keyboard couldn't reach for it, but Sandusky still maintains possession. Kaufman maintaining it. Reinke with a dribble at the point. Swings over to Kaufman. Kaufman for three. Misses that blooper. Had a chance. Shelby Ignas with the rebound. Over to Shayla McIntyre to the right wing. Three-point range. 50 seconds to go here. She'll go into the paint. Trying to get a shot up, and she throws one up. Hits high against the glass. Put back by Ignas. No good. Kaufman with the rebound for Sandusky. Swings it over to Reinke. This is where they usually textbook Sandusky play here with about 30 seconds. They'll waste some time off the clock here near the end of the quarter to take a last-second shot with maybe about 5 seconds left here. Down to 25. Kaufman with it. Over to Helena Long. Long up top to Grace Keyboard. Down to 15 seconds. And Long with it again. Down to 10 seconds here soon. Reinke with the ball. Reinke does a spin move into the paint. Pass over to Kaufman. Minard. Last second shot for three. No good from the right wing by Helena Long. And that's the end of the half. 15-9. We'll be right back after a long commercial break here. We'll be back in about five spots and come back with your halftime stats and some insight in the game. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5. All right, welcome back here on WBGV 92.5. At the half, it's 15-9. Sandusky Wolves with the lead against the Cass City Redhawks in our regional 24 semifinal of Division III with the MHSAA High School Girls Basketball Playoffs. Ashley Rander-Palmer here with our halftime stats.
So for the Cass City Lady Redhawks, they are 3 of 13 for 23% from two-point field goal range, 1 of 5 from the three-point line for 20% total shooting, 4 of 18 for 22%. No free throws on the night yet, 9 points, 2 assists, 3 offensive rebounds, 13 defensive rebounds, 10 turnovers, 2 steals, 1 block, and those 5 fouls. The Sandusky Lady Wolves are 2 of 8 from two-point field goal range for 25%, 3 of 13 from three-point land for 23% total shooting, 5 of 21 for 24%. They are 2 of 2 from the free throw line, so perfect so far. I probably just had the announcer's curse on that one, but 100% from the free throw line for those 15 points, 5 assists, 2 offensive rebounds, 7 defensive rebounds, 2 turnovers, 4 steals, and one foul. So the big difference I'm seeing here, Eddie, is the turnovers. Cass City with 10, Sandusky with 2. So in my head, you want to keep below 10 for the whole game. Cass City has 10 turnovers in the first half. So you really want to limit that just because that is less time you've got your hands on the ball, which obviously equals to less offense. So they really need to kind of get the turnaround turned around.
I have no idea how you're keeping track of that, Ashley. That's so much, and it's a fast game going on out here.
It is. It's always fast, but my fingers move pretty quick, so this program definitely helps. The one thing I wanted to look at is we were commenting on Shelby Ignash and her contribution down below, and you can see it definitely. So out of that team 13 rebounds, Shelby has 10 of them.
Wow.
So 8 defensive and 2 offensive. So the other thing I think Cass City needed, like, I would not change a thing about what Sandusky's doing right now. They're obviously just working the ball around, getting, you know, waiting for the shot. That's classic Sandusky ball. Like, that's just the way they play. Cass City really needs to look down low to Shelby Ignash and Haley Dubes. They were a duo that could not be stopped the other night, and I don't think they're utilizing that enough.
Yeah, and her and Alexi Champagne are not connecting in that little play there, where Alexi would give it to Ignash and Ignash right back. On the left side or right side of the glass also.
Also, watch out. So we got two freshman phenoms on the court tonight. Shayla McIntyre for Cass City and Caroline Reinke for Sandusky. Now, Shayla McIntyre, once she gets going, she is phenomenal. She is so fun to watch. Just her athletic ball movement, the way she sees the floor, her court vision is amazing. I love watching her play this last week in their districts.
All right, we'll be back in 3 commercial breaks and be back here for a second half. 15-9, Sandusky leads. We'll be right back here on 92.5. Welcome back for second half action. It is the Cass City Redhawks down 15-9 as Sandusky will open up with possession. Down the right lane, up for two. Kind of sidearm pass for two, no good. Cass City gets the rebound after the miss by Sandusky. Cass City from the free throw line, up for two. Misses that shot, number 21. Haley Dubes rebound. Maggie kind of comes down with a dribble for Sandusky. Over to the right corner to Helena Long. They are moving from left to right on your radio dial webcast screen if you're listening online. 7:20 to go here. Up top to Helena Long and to Caroline Reinke at the right wing. See if they make any adjustments personnel-wise and positions. Doesn't look like too much here. Kind of like what you said, Ashley, kind of stick to what they're doing in the first half is pretty effective.
From what I've seen this year, both teams only go about seven deep anyway, usually. It just kind of depends on who's in foul trouble and who needs to be bailed out for that.
Over to the left side now. Reinke over to Maggie Kineff, right side. Long shot for three. Helena Long! Whip a swish. To open up the second half, it's 18-9, 9-point lead. 6:40 mark, 3-point shot by Long. She's quite happy to win that district title, the senior, last week against a very tough Carroll Tiger team. Shelby Ignash goes from three from the right side of the point. And Cassidy taking it away from Sandusky. Sandusky had the rebound, but the takeaway by Cassidy defense. And it looks like Sandusky committing a foul.
Yep, that foul's going to be on number 34, Adelie Kaufman. That's her first, team first.
18-9, 6:16 to go. Cassidy ball. They're down by 9 points against Sandusky Wolves girls basketball team. With the dribble, Shayla McIntyre. Pass over to number 14, Josie Spencer. Into Ignash, right low block. Makes the shot, and she is fouled. That's what Cassidy's been looking for, and now they got one. It's 18-11.
That foul was going to be on Caroline Reinke. That's her second, team second.
3-point play attempt here. First free throw, I do believe, for Cassidy as well. Free throw up, no good. Rebound by Helena Long. Can't convert the 3-point play. It's 18-11, though. Much needed points here for Cassidy. Last time the score was at the 6:40 mark in that second quarter. Grace Gibord, a bounce pass over to Long. Back to Kaufman, up top to Reinke. Reinke swings it over to Long. Another 3-point shot. She's hot on the threes. 21-11, 10-point lead now. Back-to-back threes by Long for Sandusky. 21-11 is the lead for Sandusky. 5.5 to go. Cassidy trying to pull stop. High against the glass. Good for number 21, Haley Dubes. Make that 21-13. Sandusky maintains the lead. 5:10 to go in the third quarter. Reinke bounce pass from Maggie Kineff. Reinke, ball is knocked loose. Picked up and saved by Eddie the Kaufman. And we'll swing it over to Helena Long. Maggie Kineff over dribbled it. Picking it up is number two. And a double dribble on Cassidy, apparently. I think she stopped dribbling. Did a spin move, right?
She kind of looked up for a second almost to kind of see what was going on.
We're
going to
have a timeout. We'll be back in one commercial break. Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Sandusky calling a timeout, and a foul is committed after they get in the inbounds pass here. A couple of dribbling plays around the perimeter. 4:39 to go. It's 21-13. Sandusky Wolves with the lead against the Cassidy Redhawk girls.
That foul's going to be on Haley Dubes, her first, team first.
Caroline Reinke down the left lane, up for two, no good. Went up against Shelby Ignash, who probably outsizes her by a foot in height, maybe.
At least a foot.
But she's not afraid to go down there. Long shot for three, putback attempt by Shelby Ignash. Another putback attempt and rebound by number 21, Haley Dubes, and she'll draw the foul. And that will be on Sandusky, and she'll go to the free throw line. That was a shooting foul.
It's going to be on 34, Adelie Kaufman. That's her second, team third.
First free throw, good. 21-14. 7-point lead now for Sandusky. 4:14 to go here in the third quarter. Second free throw, good. 21-15. Sandusky ball with the dribble. Caroline Reinke. Reinke over to Kaufman to the left corner to Helena Long from the elbow for two. Helena Long on a scoring streak. Last three scores have been by Helena Long. It's 23-15. 3:55 to go and counting. Cass City on their side of the floor. Ignash for three, right corner. Rolls around the rim. Adelie Kaufman with a rebound, but stolen away by number two, Lexi Champagne. To Shayla McIntyre, back to Champagne to the left corner. And over to Shayla McIntyre, she'll go to the point. 3.5 to go in the third quarter. Champagne for three. Hits around the back of the rim, no good. Adelie Kaufman with the rebound. 23-15, Sandusky leads. Long over to Reinke. 3:15 to go in the third quarter. Kaufman with the ball at the left wing. Kind of. From just to the right side of the elbow, no good. Rebound, Lexi Champagne for Cass City after the miss. Long shot for three. Shayla McIntyre, no good. Just to the left side of the point. Knocked out of bounds by Cass City. Champagne on Reinke. Maggie Kindiff goes to the far side to throw it in from the left sideline. Of under 3 minutes to go. 23-15. A little bit of pressure here by Cass City. Swings over to Kindiff, back to Reinke, crossing the timeline. To the right corner. Gary Skibor looks at a three, drives to the basket. To the right low block, and she'll pick up the foul. Fearless.
That's two on Shelby Ignash. Her second, team second.
Reinke from the right side of the glass from the baseline to throw it in for Sandusky. 2:44, 23-15. Sandusky leads. Maggie Kindiff getting the inbounds pass. She'll go up top to the right side. To the right corner to Kaufman. Bounce pass back to Kindiff. Goes for a shot for two. Right side of the glass. And she is fouled and goal to the free throw line.
Foul's going to be on number five, Shayla McIntyre. That's her second, team third.
I believe Sandusky was 19 of 26 last week in free throws in the district championship game against Carroll. First free throw is good by Maggie Kindiff, 24-15. Second free throw good. 10-point lead once again for Sandusky. Shayla McIntyre with a dribble for Cass City. To the left side, the number 14, Josie Spencer. Lexi Champagne on the right side. Bounce pass. Trying to get it inside to Shelby Ignas. And stolen away by Grace Skibord, who's probably studied what they've been trying to do there. Kind of read that play and gets the takeaway and steal for Sandusky. Reinke with it. To Kaufman to the left corner for three. Maggie Kindiff hits the side of the glass in the rim. No good. Lexi Champagne will pick up the rebound for Cass City. Shayla McIntyre goes for three. Right wing. Hits the back of the rim. Boxing out Sandusky. Ball goes out of bounds. After the missed shot, in OB Sandusky ball. Timeout called. We'll be right back after one commercial break. Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Cass City timeout with 1:47 to go here in the third quarter. 25-15. Sandusky with the lead. Inbounds pass. For Sandusky, getting a play set here. Full court pressure applied. Stolen away by Shelby Ignash on the inbounds pass. Over to Lexi Champagne to the right corner, and she'll hold up. Swings it over to number 14, Josie Spencer. Back to Champagne to Ignash to the right corner. Down the baseline, right side of the low block. She'll go for two, and she'll draw the foul and go to the free throw line.
I was going to be on 34, Adelie Kaufman. That's her third, team fourth.
Shelby Ignash with her first free throw up, and that one tips in and rolls in. 25-16. Substitution coming in to save Adelie Kaufman, maybe for the fourth quarter. Number 22 coming in, Lily Betts. Second free throw attempt. Up and good. Swish. 25-17. Both free throws by Ignash. Renke feeling the pressure by Ignash. She'll cross the timeline. Ignash trying to reach in and steal the ball. Sandusky with it with 1:20 to go.
Ignash has got to be careful. She's got two fouls.
Renke still with the dribble. Ignash over. And that's what Renke wanted to do. Okay, if you're going to get that close, I'm going to try to take a shot and drive to the basket.
That's three on Shelby Ignash, team fourth.
And we'll see whether she gets pulled out here to conserve her for the fourth or not. On the free throw line, Caroline Renke. First free throw up and good. 26-17 at the 110 mark. Second free throw attempt. Home of the Falcons. I took the scenic route here. North Lake Road, by the way. A couple turns here and there. But, you know, beautiful sunshine today. Warmed up. And Sandusky warmed up on their free throws once again. 27-17. 10-point lead now. Coming down to about a minute left here in the third quarter. Bounce pass to the left side. To Shayla McIntyre now at the point. Cross court over to Lexi Champagne. Champagne back to McIntyre, the number 14. That's Josie Spencer, and back to McIntyre. Back to Champagne, to Ignash around the perimeter. She'll go for three. Here balls that one, and Grace Gibord gets the rebound, the left low block. Gibord with the dribble. Bounce pass over to Lily Betts, number 22 for Sandusky. She'll drive to the basket. Foul picked up. That'll be number 21, it looks like. I believe. We'll find out for sure.
Yep.
Haley Dubes.
It's going to be on Haley Dubes. That's her second, team fifth. So from here on out, Sandusky's going to be shooting in this quarter.
Oh, that's right.
At least it's only 33 seconds left.
And Sandusky has four fouls, so Lily Betts will make her free throw attempt. No good. That first one is no good. 27-17. Second free throw attempt, no good. Rebound, Sandusky up for two. Helena Long, no good. Rebound number 21, Haley Dubes for Cass City. Coming down to 25 seconds in the third quarter. Lexi Champagne goes to the paint. Pitches it out to Shayla McIntyre. McIntyre at the right wing. Bounce pass inside into Sandusky. Traffic. And they'll pick up the steal, Maggie Kineff. Down to 10 seconds in the third quarter. Kineff. Ball is knocked loose with 5 seconds to go. Cass City will have it. 3 seconds. And now in the third quarter. 27-17 is your lead. Sandusky leading. We'll be right back in two commercial breaks. Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 and opening up here in the final frame.
That's four on Shelby Ignash.
Yeah, Cass City had possession, and then Cass Sandusky, and then a foul committed by Shelby Ignash as we were in commercial break. Pretty quick there. Four fouls, and they're keeping her in the game here, Ashley.
Hey, Justin Cutter looked at her and said, "You have four," and she said, "I know."
All right. Missed shot by Ignash.
And that's her fifth. She is
done. Fans wanted a jump ball, and it's a foul on Shelby Ignash. And early in the fourth quarter, she will now sit for the rest of the game. And this is a girl who plays AAU volleyball and only played half the season, so trying to just help the team in any way she can, even though she's committed to volleyball. So Sandusky will get possession after that foul by Ignash, her fifth. She's out of the game. And now we have a missed shot by Sandusky. It looks like Sandusky trying to get the ball back, but they commit a foul on the offensive rebound attempt.
It's going to be a foul on Lily Betts on the rebound. That's her first, team first. Looks like she's going to come out of the game.
Betts will come out. Coming in is Adelie Kaufman, who has three, I believe.
Yep.
Under 7 minutes to go in the game. It's 27-17. Sandusky with the lead in the fourth quarter. Regional semifinal winner goes on against the winner against Byron or Montrose. Next game after this one. McIntyre over to number 14 for a long shot for three. That's a miss by Josie Spencer. Cortez will get the rebound offensively. to Spencer, over to McIntyre from Lexi Champagne, and McIntyre will still have the dribble and comes back up top. 2-3 zone defense being applied by Sandusky in this defensive formation now. Slipping and falling to Shayla McIntyre will be a jump ball in favor of Sandusky. 27-17, 6:18 to go. In with the dribble, Maggie Kynef for Sandusky. Bounce pass over to Adelie Kaufman. Kaufman bounce pass over to Helena Long with under 6 minutes to go. At the elbow, Maggie Kynef, her ball is taken away. Stolen away by Haley Dubes. Dubes with the takeaway for Cass City. McIntyre with the ball at the point. Bounce pass to Champagne. Champagne will spin back at the right wing. Passes it off to McIntyre up top to reset. 5:35 to go. And over to number 14 in the game, Josie Spencer to the right side now. To the elbow to Champagne. Shot for three. Cortez, no good. Rebound, Helena Long. Long with the ball. Pass up to Caroline Renke. 27-17. No one has scored here in the fourth quarter yet. Maggie Kynef back up to Helena Long. Over to Renke. Renke cross-court pass to Helena Long to the right corner. Pitches it back to Maggie Kynef to the right wing. Up top to Renke. Under 5 minutes to go now. Renke over to the left side. Still dribbling around. Kaufman tries to set a pick. And she does again, but Champagne just slides her way around her. Renke now passes it off to Kynef and now to Kaufman. Back to Helena Long. 4.5 to go in the game. Just dribbling around the perimeter. Not really attempting any shot. And we have a foul away from the ball by Cass City, I believe. We'll see what this call is. They are discussing the infraction. Oh. Intentional?
Intentional foul by number 2, Lexi Champagne.
Huh. Tough job being an official, isn't it, Ashley? How's your dad doing?
Ask my dad.
Yeah. So, the hoot and holler here from the parents.
I only have one thing to say. My PSA, if you don't like it, please pick up a whistle and do it yourself with a smile on my face.
First,
because most of the people who are yelling could probably not make it up and down the court very much.
First free throw is a miss, but the second one good. 28-17 at the 4:24 mark. That was the first point scored here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. Sandusky's kind of using their waste time.
Big shot there by who?
Helena Long.
She's been making a lot.
She was the leading scorer. She was wide open in the paint. She's definitely the leading scorer because she's hit a lot of three-pointers in the first half.
30-17, Sandusky with the lead. Cass City, Cortez with the ball for Cass City over to Shayla McIntyre. Still with the dribble, Shayla McIntyre for Cass City. Around the perimeter, bounce pass to Spencer. Into the middle of the paint, Lexi Champagne. She makes a shot. She draws a foul. And she'll go to the line for a three-point play attempt. 30-19. Number 2, Lexi Champagne with a shot.
Ball's going to be on Adelie Kaufman. That's her fourth, so we'll see if Al DeMott decides to.
Fast break here. Gibord after the rebound over to Kynef. She can't knock it in. And rebound picked up by Shayla McIntyre. 3.5 to go after that. Three-point play could not be made by Lexi Champagne. It's 30-19. Stolen away by Caroline Renke. Is that pass intended for Cortez? Kynef will draw the foul and go to the free throw line. 3:23 to go in the game. 30-19, Sandusky leads.
Shayla McIntyre with that foul. That's her third, team fourth. Caroline Ranke at the free throw line shooting two. Knocks down the first.
Makes it 31-19. 3:23 to go. Second free throw attempt coming up. Second free throw good. Caroline Ranke, the freshman, by the way, playing like she's playing, been playing for about 3 years now, playing like a junior, huh? Ranke, 3:10 to go. 32-19.
I did get to see her a little bit in the regular season, and she, you can definitely tell she's a freshman at times. She's going to grow. She's going to get better, so it's going to be fun to watch her for the next 3 years.
Bounce pass over to Shayla McIntyre, almost stolen away by Caroline Ranke, but apparently last touch by Cassidy. We'll have a timeout. We'll be right back after one quick commercial break. All right, welcome back here on WBGV 92.5, and a couple quick substitutions for speedy players out here, and it was effective as the inbounds pass by Sandusky ended up being turned over, and they switch up again to bring back the original starting lot minus Shelby Ignas. Cassidy ball, but they turn the ball right back over on their inbounds pass. Sandusky with possession. Helena Long getting that steal in the inbounds over to Ranke and back to Grace Gibord now. Gibord will just keep it and dribble around near the timeline and around the perimeter to the left side. Holds up at the elbow. Got tripped up. Layup shot down the left lane by Ranke, I believe, and a foul is committed. When they do those spin plays and the player falls down, any player, and they wince there, Ashley, it's a little scary to see sometimes. You're like, oh, no, not the ankle.
Especially when it's playoff time. You don't want to lose any of your players.
First free throw good by Caroline Ranke. 2:25 to go in the game. Substantial lead now, 33-19. Second free throw good, 34-19. Sandusky leading. Cassidy with the inbounds now after those free throws made by Sandusky Ranke. Cortez with it. Goes to the top. Left side, Alexis Champagne. Champagne with the dribble. Over to the high post. Down the right lane, a floater, but blocked by Adelie Kaufman. Ranke will take it away with the dribble. Swings it up to Maggie Kindiff. All by herself, fast break for two. 36-19. 1:55 to go and counting. Pass over to Lexi Champagne. Trying to post up. Up for two, Josie Spencer. Knocks it in for two and draws a foul. 36-21. 1:46 to go in the game. Three-point play attempt. Number three coming in here. Maya Myers Kaster. Number 12 also. Kaitlyn Rockwell. On the free throw line for the three-point play. Josie Spencer up and no good. Rebound, Helena Long with 1:45 to go. 36-21, Sandusky with the lead. All by herself, up for two. No, put back. Lily Betts with a put back on the right side. 38-21. 1:33 to go. To number three. Back over to Alexis Champagne. Almost stolen away by Caroline Ranke, but Cassidy will retrieve it back. Pass over to the right corner to Alexis Champagne. Bounce pass trying to post up Josie Spencer. Good for two. 38-23. Down to 1:05 to go in the game, however. Whistle was called and a foul by Cassidy. We'll be back after one quick commercial break. Welcome back. First free throw was good by Caroline Ranke. Second free throw dances and goes in. make that 40-23 with 1 minute left to go here in the game. Sandusky leading by 17. They brought in a couple substitutions here for Cass City. Takara Tagason coming in here for Cass City. Josie Spencer asking for the ball. Bounce pass left side up for two. She'll draw the foul. Haley Dubes. She'll go to the free throw line with 47.1 seconds to go. Number 10 coming in here for Sandusky as well after that last free throws by Caroline Renke, Angelina Franzo, along with number 11, Emma Minard. First free throw no good by number 21, Haley Dubes for Cass City. Lily Betts also on the floor here for Sandusky, as well as number 20, Isabel Schuertz. Missed free throw. And Sandusky trying to get the... They do... Thought they had the rebound. But coming out is number 21, Haley Dubes, as Cass City seems to be relenting here. Number 3 coming back in. Maya Myers, Kaster, a junior. Number 12, Caitlin Rockwell, who is a junior herself. Shayla McIntyre to throw it in from the baseline and throws it way up top in the backcourt. It's okay. They can throw it in the backcourt in an inbounds pass. 43 seconds to go. Shayla McIntyre back with the ball. She'll go to the high post. Dribbles down to the right. Little block up for two. Knocks it in. 40-24. We have a timeout call. We'll be back. One commercial break on 92.5. Back here on WBGV 92.5. There'll be Sandusky ball in the inbounds pass. 33 seconds left in the game. They lead 40-25. Sandusky with the lead. Inbounds to Emma Minard with the dribble after the inbounds for number 20, Isabel Schuertz. Swings over to Franzo. Franzo over to Emma Minard. Minard back over to number 10 with the shot. Angelina Franzo, 42-24. And the starting lineup's got to be happy to see their players who work hard during the practice. They see some playing time and get some shots. Shayla McIntyre for three. 2 seconds left. Last second shot, maybe? No. And that's it. 42-25, your final score. Sandusky Wolves will move on to the regional championship game against the winner of Byron or Montrose. 42-25, Sandusky over Cass City Redhawks in the regional semifinal in Division III here at Lakeville High School. We'll be right back after 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 commercial breaks. All right, welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Final score, 42-25. Sandusky Wolves will move on to the regional championship game against Byron or Montrose. 42-25, your final score. End of the first quarter was 15-9. And at the end of the third quarter, 27-17. So not much scoring there from the second to the third quarter. But Sandusky just maintaining control throughout the whole game. Shelby Ignas fouling out early in the fourth quarter also. Kind of really took the gas out of Cass City. But he still fought hard. Just 25 points scored, though. 42-25, your final score, Sandusky with a win. We have a final score. Kingston will move on to the regional championship game. They rolled over the Ubley Bearcats 61-24 tonight as well. Ashley Wainer-Palmer here. First, we're going to do our Cass City stats and her insight on this game.
Well, for the Cass City Lady Redhawks, they were 9 of 26 for 35% from two-point field goal range, 1 of 14 for 7% from the three-point line, total shooting 10 of 40 for 25% total shooting, 4 of 9 from the free throw line for 44% for those 25 total points, 6 assists, 7 offensive rebounds, 20 defensive rebounds, 16 fouls total, 1 block, 7 steals, and 16 turnovers. Let's look at our Cass City leading scorers. If I can get my page to flip over here. Lexi Champagne with 4. Shayla McIntyre with 5. Shelby Ignas with 4. Josie Spencer with 4. And your leading scorer for the night for Cass City, Haley Dubes, with 8 points, 6 rebounds, 3 fouls. And she is your Cass City leading scorer.
All right, that's Cass City stats. When we come back, we'll have Sandusky stats. We'll be right back. in about four commercial breaks here with your Sandusky final stats here on 92.5. We'll be right back. All right, we're back here with our Sandusky Wolves stats with the win over Cass City to move on to the regional championship game against either Byron or Montrose. 42-25, Sandusky Wolves over Cass City. Ashley, your Sandusky stat leaders.
For the Lady Wolves, they were 7 of 24 from two-point field goal range for 29%, 5 of 16 from the three-point line for 31%, total shooting 12 of 40 for 30%. From the free throw line, 13 of 16, so 81%, not bad for a free throw shooting team. For those 42 points, 10 assists, 4 offensive rebounds, 17 defensive rebounds, 8 fouls, 1 block, 9 steals, and 7 turnovers. Let's look at your leading scorers for the Lady Wolves. Maggie Kineth with 9 points. Angelina Franzo with 2. Lily Betts with 2. Caroline Ranke with 10. Adelie Kaufman with 2. And your leading scorer tonight, Helena Long, 17 points, 1 assist, 2 or 6 off rebounds, 6 rebounds total. And she played for a total of 30 minutes and 59 seconds. So pretty much the whole game.
Did she have 3 or 4 fouls in the game?
Helena Long?
Adelie Kaufman at one point, because she's their big
Adelie out there. Kaufman had, I believe, 4 fouls. So she was playing with 4 for most of that fourth quarter. She did a nice job of kind of just sinking back a little bit, not really getting in the mix. We're opposite. I thought that.
And Helena Long, how many points?
Helena Long had 17.
Wow.
Well, those threes at the beginning of the game, I mean, she put in at least 3 of them, I think. So.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Some more insight in this game. Again, 42-25. That is your Sandusky stat leaders. We'll be back in 5 spots and give Ashley insight, my insight, and we'll talk about Byron and Montrose also, who they'll face next here on 92.5. We'll be right back. Post game report. All right. Welcome back to our post game report here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Ashley Rayner-Palmer with us, and now Mike Gallagher from the San Lake County News. You got to watch the game from the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good ball control here for Sandusky. Kind of frustrated Cass City out there also, but a lot of turnovers is what hurt them, according to Ashley here as well. Shelby Ignas fouling out early in the fourth quarter, kind of a little bit of a benefit here.
Yeah.
And you remember Al DeMont said, the last time he played Cass City, they didn't have Ignas.
Right.
So
right.
This time he was a little worried about that. You were able to talk to him a little bit and give us a little bit of insight on that.
Well, what I saw, you know, when Ignash was defending Caroline Ranke in the second half, that was a great defensive move from Ketterer. But the freshman point guard didn't back down from the challenge.
Right.
She was taking her right to the basket, and that's where she was picking up her fouls. It wasn't on the rebounds or anything. It was when Ranke would go to the basket. Caroline Ranke at the beginning of the season, not a great free throw shooter. In the district finals against Carroll, she was 8 of 11 from the free throw line. Tonight, she was 10 of 10. So that's the growth you like to see from a freshman point guard. And then Helena Long, 17 points. That's your senior, your returning senior from last season. She did a great job. And then you got to give credit to Adelie Kaufman defending Ignash. I think Ashley, she had 3 points, Ignash.
I believe they held her to 4.
4 points.
Yep.
That's not bad. I was expecting a lot more. I really thought, you know, that could swing the game. You know, when they played in the regular season, Ignash didn't play, and it was about a 20 to 30 point game. But she is that big of a difference maker. So credit to Sandusky for limiting her and then doing great work on the offensive end.
All right, they're getting ready for the second game. They're going to do their national anthem. We'll come back and wrap things up. We'll play our last remaining commercials. Thank you, Mike, here on WBGV 92.5. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back here to wrap things up here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Thank you for joining us. Sandusky Wolves with a win over Cass City Redhawks, 42-25. Saving solace here for you, Ashley, or for Cass City. They won a district championship. They beat Bad Axe also, who are the Greater Thumb West champions in the regular season as well.
They do, but I'm going to just a little bit of, I think, personally, being to a whole season through of varsity games this season, being on a bench, which was a different experience. I'm going to say that I think the East was a lot tougher than the West.
Yeah.
Because with the likes of Marlette, Gabby Martinez, you got Sandusky, you got Harbor Beach. I just thought that the West just wasn't quite as competitive, and I don't think it helped Cassidy because it seemed like they almost had no firepower coming into it. I mean, they got beat by Harbor Beach in the regular season.
Yeah.
They only lost to them by 10, and, I mean, it was a good game last Friday for the district championship. So I just think that Sandusky just, they had a tough league. They were playing opponents outside the league. They go out and they look for other opponents, and I think it definitely helps.
We desperately want to see them play Croswell and Kingston again, I know that. So.
I would like to see that.
But let's give Harbor Beach some credit, too. They're the team that beat Sandusky in the regular season as well. And Harbor Beach played in that district that you had covered with Jonathan Bisher as well.
Yeah, they beat both Cassidy and Sandusky in the regular season, which, I mean, great team. They just first-year coach, so a lot of credit goes to Ellen Walmring because she just took the girls and did a phenomenal job. I mean, she's got, I don't think a lot of people know, she's just not your typical first-year coach either.
No.
She's got a lot of years under her.
At the JV program.
She started with a freshman, then she moved up to the JV. So, yeah, she's been with the program for quite a few years already. It just was natural for her to move up. I really, obviously, you're going to miss a few seniors, but the nice thing is you're only missing three. So Harbor Beach has got a young team coming back, and they're going to miss those three seniors. But I think good things for the future.
So Sandusky will take on the winner of these two teams right now. They're on the floor playing. Byron is 6-18 from the regular season into the playoffs. Montrose 17-7. And the winner of this game will play up against the Sandusky Wolves on Wednesday night.
So just a fun fact for you. So Cassidy, after their loss tonight, we're saying goodbye to Deanna Cortez, she's a senior, Josie Spencer, number 14, number 21, Haley Dews, and number 33, Takara Tagason. So you still got one more year of Shelby Ignash.
Okay.
If the volleyball thing works and she can do both,
she played half the season,
we did mention it. Yeah. She was missing for some of those games during the year, so it just depends on how that works out for her. But there goes, I call it the 1-2 punch, the number 21, number 13, Shelby Ignash and Haley Dubes. They were just like the Twin Towers in there.
Yeah.
And a lot of times teams just couldn't stop them because of that height. So
you had a chance to see Sandusky against Harbor Beach, right?
Yes.
What's your take on Sandusky?
I think that they're just such a well-oiled machine. That's the only way I can explain it, because you know Al DeMott's going to have his team's prepared no matter what they're facing. The only time that I saw them get down was against Harbor Beach the first time around, where Harbor Beach did win that game. They came back in the second half, but Sandusky, I thought, just took some shots maybe that they should have rushed a little bit. Not like tonight, where you saw them spread the ball out, take their time, kind of work it in, and then, I mean, get good shots. That's the difference between the beginning of the season and the end of the season, though. You got it.
They barely scored over 30 to 40 points per game, too, so
yeah,
now you see why.
They really just take care of the ball, too.
Yeah. Good ball handling. They did it against Cassidy here. Cassidy gave them a battle, though, at one point. Final score, 42-25. Sandusky Wolves will take on the winner of this game here. Byron and Montrose will be back here on Wednesday night at Eldersville-Lakeville High School for the regional championship game, which will be at 7 p.m. March 13th. We'll be here for the pregame at 6:30 p.m. The winner will move on to the quarterfinal, which is taking place in Port Huron at SC4 as well. So kind of cool there.
I'm excited because my dad's got a quarterfinal, so we'll see if he happens to get a local team in his quarterfinal.
We'll see. All right, we'll pass on the score of this, of course, later tonight, and we'll start tearing things down and get ready for Wednesday night. Our basketball season continues on here. Thank you to Nick Kleen, our producer, finding off the commercials, and to Lakeville High School for hosting us here. We'll be back here Wednesday night. Again, Sandusky Wolves over Cassidy, 42-25, winning the regional semifinal, moving on to the regional championship game against Byron or Montrose. You're tuned to WBGV 92.5 FM. Thank you for tuning in for high school sports. The broadcast of this game brought to you by the MHSAA and CMAC Broadcasting, a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and CMAC Broadcasting, WBGV 92.5. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of the MHSAA and CMAC Broadcasting. Thank you for tuning in here, high school sports on 92.5.